for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. He also has a very talented brother who plays the banjo for us.
Exactly.
Good morning, Larry.
An emerald thumb and a purple toe.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I saw a little bit of frost this morning.
You did?
Yes, up on the roof of the house.
Yes.
And a little bit on the soccer field as I was coming up, too.
Okay.
Wesleyan College, their soccer field, just a tiny little bit, not much.
Okay.
So in the really low-lying areas like that, I imagine it got a little bit chilly.
Although the plants that are up and around this time of year, I would have to believe are more or less resistant, because we're talking just very light frost, right?
Just light frost. It didn't hurt anything. I mean, there's enough heat energy stored up in the ground and all that, but it's at an elevation a little higher than just the ground, so no worries.
Okay.
So anyway...
It does make for a pretty morning with a little white gleam on the plants, though.
I guess so. Well, this morning we have Tom over here, Rubenstein. he's the pumpkin guy, yes.
Yeah.
And the master gardeners today are having an annual plant sale, 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, at the Washington County OSU Extension Office.
That would be next to Dewey High School?
Up in Dewey. Yep, on 2205 each. You go up to go through Dewey and turn left at the last traffic light.
Yep.
And then you go down the road a little bit, and there you are.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So
just down Bulldogger Road.
Right. They don't have the ability to do credit cards, so.
Cash only?
No, you can write a check too.
Oh, okay.
As long as it doesn't bounce, you can write a check. Yeah. Oh, golly.
Well, they've got a lot of plants, I understand, all kinds of varieties of different.
Yeah, the master gardeners also have a kind of a pass-along thing where they divide their perennial plants and succulents and things, and some house plants, too, for their own yards and various gardens.
Okay.
And there will actually be 36 varieties of tomato plants and 26 varieties of peppers.
Gee whiz.
Probably everything from ghostest to the mostest on those peppers.
There you go.
I don't know. But anyway, those will be there, too, as well as cucumbers, eggplants, which I really like eggplant.
Mm-hmm. I
agree. I just want to admit that, but I really like
it. No,
squash and herbs, and there will also be a butterfly host over there with some nectar plants and many other different garden items, which will be there for you to buy also. And then they can tell you exactly how many bedding plants you might need in a given area.
There's
some mathematical calculations involved with that. And so that they can help you on that to pick out exactly how many you need. And you'd be surprised at the nursery. Some people don't even know how many square feet they have for the garden anyway.
Sure.
So they just buy and plant them and
sometimes,
what the hell?
And sometimes
put them in shell and just make
sometimes they come back and get more, and sometimes they say, well, I think I bought too many.
Exactly. So they just kind of plant them and go for that. But anyway, you can get down to the math.
Okay.
And do that, which is something I do when I do a design, is tell you exactly how many begonias you need and all that. Based on a density, you can vary the density and get a number from that, too. So that's helpful also. And also here to speak, Tom, is about the pumpkin growing.
Yes, I'm interested in if there's anybody out there that would like to try to grow an Atlanta giant pumpkin. We've got a meeting this Tuesday. I know it's coming up pretty quick. Tuesday at 7 to 9, it's the Arvest Community Room. And that's Arvest is there right behind the old Walmart building.
Corner of Adams Boulevard and Adams Road.
Yes, yeah. It used to be the old fire department, fire station there. Anyway, and I say I'll have free seeds. I mean, if I have 300 or 400 show up, I don't have that many. But I've got some pretty good seeds, and I like to grow the orange pumpkins myself and always, you know, seek those out. I've got some cream colored that were some pretty big pumpkins, but that's not what I really grow, and I've got several of those that I plan to give out to whoever comes and would like to do that. But, you know, it's an amazing hobby. To my knowledge, I don't think there's another plant that I can think of. Larry may correct me, but I don't think there's anything that gets as heavy as what the Atlanta giant pumpkin can. The record right now, is 2,624.6 pounds, and that is a lot of weight. And anybody, if you think, well, I'm, you know, retired, I don't have a tractor, whatever, I would be willing to help you get the thing loaded and bring it to the Washington County Fair to, you know, join our way off there. But anyway, and if anybody's interested, if there's a large group that comes up and they say, can we meet each, you know, month? We'd like to go over, you know, exactly what we should be doing at this time and talk strategies, and somebody's saying to do this, you know, can I do that or whatever? And so anyway, I'd like to help anybody that be interested in doing it. It's a great hobby, and if you're a gardener and want to do something kind of different, I'm telling you, it's a very, very rewarding thing to get into. And that's all I have, and I'm giving it back to Larry.
Well, just to, and again, now, I know you have met with people in the past who just want to, you know, get started growing super-sized pumpkins.
Right.
And you meet on a regular basis just to give tips and, like you said, share ideas.
Right, yes.
And once it gets started, I would guess that desire to, well, maybe I can break a record,
gets
in there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. We got a guy from No Water that's in the club, and he said, you know, I'd like to win it just once. And you kind of get bit. It's like any other hobby. You just really, you know, something that's very enjoying. And those things will grow very, very large. I mean, people take, you know, little blocks or something and stick by the pumpkin like a half inch away or an inch. And they can just, you can see the thing from day to day growing bigger. I mean, they really, really can put on the weight.
You ought to do a time lapse.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cameras, like, you know, if you go to YouTube, you can see that where people have a time lapse of that pumpkin growing.
Yeah, cool. So that's there they were last year. I mean, those were just unreal. Giant pumpkins. So. Yeah.
We had the state record from Kansas. That was kind of neat. And the Oklahoma record was beaten also. So.
Yeah. That's a lot of pumpkin pie.
Yes. And, you know, I grow pumpkins in my garden on the chain link fence, which I found out I could do for my wife for her pumpkin pies.
That's one way to pull the fence down.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I was worried about, but it didn't at all. I may have a really, really strong fence. But anyway, it held up fine. I thought the fruit may, you know, it's a little fruit pumpkin. They're not big. They're nothing like my Atlanta Giants.
Right.
Would definitely pull it down. But anyway.
So that's a lot of fun, and pumpkins are fairly easy to grow. Mm-hmm. However, you do want to get down to the science of it, mm-hmm. and that is the nutrients, the soil, the pH, the drainage, mulch, pests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to watch out for all that stuff. And at the pumpkin contest, mm-hmm. they lift the pumpkin up, and we look at the bottom of the pumpkin too.
Right,
and it has to pass through a threshold before they can be judged.
And it's really, you know, you can have a little small blemishes because you're going to have that. You know, you could have a mouse come in and gnaw on a little part. But, you know, we want to make sure everybody that's got a fairly decent fruit can get it. But if it's too rotted, I mean, and they want it to be consistent everywhere. And the judges are given pretty specific guidelines to follow. So the worldwide, everybody hopefully is doing it all the same. And everybody's, you know, competing fairly. That may not always happen, but that's what we strive for anyway.
Well, yeah, and again, when you're if it's just a, you know, I guess it's something that's you're not going for a record, then that might be something a bit different. But when you're trying to publish a record, you want to make sure that it's done as ethically as possible.
Yeah. And they have, and some people have brought it in and said, "Hey, I know this is probably not going to, you know, make it to the official," and it's called DMG for damaged. And people see the size, and some of them are record sizes, but they really didn't make it in the record book because it was damaged. So we also have that category, too.
Okay. Yeah, so arranging for transportation.
Yeah, I would help you get there.
This caravan going down the road at 15 miles an hour, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to take any chances. Yeah. But anyway, it was a very exciting event. I really enjoyed that last year, and it's great entertainment.
Right.
People are very enthusiastic about their pumpkins.
Yeah, yes.
And some of them look as pristine as a newborn baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, they were just perfect.
Right. Some of them are pretty ugly, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were judging me on that part.
I'm not even going to comment on that, Larry.
Okay. So anyway, that's So now's the time to get those seeds in the ground.
Yes, yes.
Or maybe even start them at least.
Perfect day is today. That's when I'm starting my first one for Washington
now,
County.
Do you start them outside or do you start them in the house?
I start mine inside because a lot of the seeds that I've got, you pay pretty good money for it to just put it out there and run the chance of, you know, a mouse or something or a bird.
Squirrel.
Yeah, a squirrel coming in and digging it up. I usually like to get mine going so I know I've got it. And it needs a bit about 85 degrees to germinate. Yeah. So I have a heat, you know, source that I put under it and watch the temperature and humidity pretty close. You put it in the ground, you know, right now the soil's not going to be 85, so it's going to set there for quite a while. And I like to get a jump on it and know that I got a good plant
little ahead of the game.
Yes, yes.
And the squirrels can be a problem.
Right.
As expensive as those seeds are, I'm surprised they don't bring champagne and candlelight with them when they eat them.
Yeah. Yeah, we had three seeds. Patton is a guy's name from England. Somebody in the financial community may have, you know, fairly wealthy guy. But there's three seeds that he had from his three bigger pumpkins, and our lot sold for $100. So, you know, that tells you. And and the records, I think, is over $800 for one pumpkin seed. So some people are willing to pay through the nose to get the top, which I've never ever going to spend that much. But anyway, that's me.
You want to invest in some chicken wire or
something. Yeah.
Well, again, it's the Master Gardener's sale going on 8 until 1 in Dewey, just to go down Bulldogger Road. I guess it's actually East 12th Street by the time it gets down that way. But, again, it's the OSU Extension Office next to Dewey High School. Cash or check, 8 to 1 today. And then if you'd like to find out more, it's Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at the Arvest Eastside Branch.
Yes.
Corner of Adams Road and Adams Boulevard in Bartlesville. And sounds like it's going to be fun to get the world record Matthias Willemans.
Yes.
Is that him?
Yeah, from Europe.
Okay. 2,624.6 pounds.
It's a big fruit.
That is huge.
Yeah. Larry, can you think of anything other fruit that would get that big of anything?
No. So. I think that's probably the biggest fruit to... fruit around.
Yeah. The squash can get close, but we usually can beat the squash.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, those are big ones.
I bet it's quite a task getting that out of the field.
Well, you have to work quite... Luckily, I've got people, got tractors and stuff.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way. You want to start it on a pallet is what I do. Because getting it onto the pallet is, you know, and there's slings that they actually make to lift them up. And some people do that, make a big tripod or teepee and just, you know, get a hoist and lift it up and back your pickup under it and let it down. So, you know, you can do it that way also.
Poor pickup truck.
Yeah. You need a pretty good pickup to haul that much.
I can see it going waddling down the road.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you guys and appreciate it.
Well,
and
thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you good very deal. Much. Uh-huh. All right. We were talking pumpkins, but again, the Master Gardeners with their sale going on today until 1 o'clock in Dewey. 800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. We will take your phone calls on Green Country Gardener coming up in just a moment. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses, so we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowatta Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Spring has arrived, and like clockwork, Green Thumb Nursery has their new shipment of trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials, and tropical plants in, and they now have their new shipment of herbs in, too. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5. And be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything, from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. On Thursday, May 2nd, our area joins with many others around the country to observe the National Day of Prayer. We will gather at the Oklahoma Wesleyan University Chapel from noon to 1 to intercede for our leaders, schools, churches, families, and pray for the general state of our country. I stand with many other pastors and lay leaders in this community urging you to join us for prayer. So mark it down Thursday, May 2nd at the Oklahoma Wesleyan University Chapel on Silver Lake Road in Bartlesville.
The telephone number that gets you on to the line for the garden line this morning. 800-749-5936. Locally, 918-336-1400. And we are talking gardening this morning with Larry Glass, the Green Country Gardener. And, well, first of all, I don't think I had the opportunity to say happy Easter to you tomorrow, Larry. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you.
Have you had any Easter lilies?
No Easter lilies this year, really.
Really?
No. So I haven't seen any in the stores anywhere either.
We've got them. And, you know, years ago, Arnold Moore used to come to our house for Easter dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he would bring Easter lilies every year.
Huh.
And so we'd go stick them in the ground in the flower beds. They're still coming up.
Oh, yeah. They make very good garden plants. And we did that in our other house. We had some Easter lilies and we planted them in the front. Well, they multiplied and divided. And when they were in bloom, they just smelled really good.
Conquer and divide, right?
That's right. Well, they did, actually.
You know, so anyway, the Easter lilies. But Larry, my Bermuda grass is slow going. It's a slow going process, right?
It is this year. It's a little bit slow coming out for some odd reason. Of course, it's only April the 20th. And normally, we don't see much emergence.
But we don't have this cold weather in the end of April usually. And by the way, Larry.
Everybody looks at Charlie.
And by the way, Larry.
Yeah.
It did never freeze.
It did never freeze?
That bet we had.
There was frost on the house this morning.
This morning?
Yes, there was.
So it got to freezing?
At very limited places. I saw little tiny bits of frost on the soccer fields.
Well, you lost, Larry.
Okay, so you only owe me one.
I owe you one steak dinner.
One prime rib. Steak, prime rib.
Prime rib dinner.
All right.
Down to one.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that in honor of his birthday or in honor of...
I don't know. That's over the years.
We'll have to bet on the first 100-degree weather day.
Okay, we'll get that one.
We'll get that a little bit later.
We'll get that later, so anyway. So
that's not going to get you kicked out of baseball or anything. Okay.
A good point is, though, it never really only got above 100 once last year.
So I wouldn't want to decide your bet on anything, but I don't remember it doing.
What?
Getting above 100 more than once last year.
Oh, just a couple of days.
A few days.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad last year,
was
it?
Not like 30 days in a row we've had in the past.
Relentless.
With no wind. 105 degrees, no wind.
Well, and the wind you do get comes right out of the southwest.
It's when you open the front door.
And it's like a blowtorch just blowing on you. But it beats winter. I know that.
I don't think with the way the weather's been going, I don't think we're going to have much of this heat.
We're not going to have much of a summer, are we?
I don't know. I hope we have at least an extended spring. God, the dogwood trees are just beautiful.
The dogwoods look really good. And the red buds, I got to tell you, this is one of the best years I've seen for red buds.
It is the best year. They're so dense and beautiful this year, the red buds.
And the colors of the red buds. It's the best I've seen. Of course, that's our state tree, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. It's our state tree.
So.
We're the only place that's our state tree, and our state flower is a parasite.
Yeah, well.
The mistletoe. It's a parasite.
Okay. It is, yes.
It is.
But it does bloom, and it does persist. Perhaps
Can't kill it.
Its durability is the reason why.
And to get it out of the trees, you shoot it with a shotgun.
There you go, get it out.
That's how
that mistletoe feels right at home, doesn't it?
It's the truth. That's how you get mistletoe out of the tree. You shoot it with a shotgun. You get your... comes down.
It does.
That's how you do it.
So that explains all the racket the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's it, yeah. That's how we do it. But I've... What's the hawthorn that blooms blooms?
Oh, Indian hawthorn.
Indian hawthorn. I got those all planted and they bloomed.
Good show. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're a pretty good plant. They're kind of site specific though. South side of the house, they do pretty well.
I know.
But a zinger could get them.
They're temperamental.
They can be, but they're almost irreplaceable. What they do in the landscape. Just a small evergreen shrub that doesn't get way big.
And what I found...
The shiny, glossy leaves and the pink and the white flowers on them in the spring.
What I found is in the fall, make sure they got lots of water.
Exactly.
Just flood them down. And that way, they go into winter and they've got some moisture.
2 years ago, we had a real cold winter.
And mine made it.
A lot of people's dwarf yopons didn't make it, but mine weren't even touched.
You flooded them.
Because I watered them during the winter, yes.
Yep.
And that's very important to give your plants water in the wintertime.
But right now, it's time to plant gardens.
Time to get the gardens planted, yeah. Get those annuals planted, your tomatoes, your peppers. Yeah.
Tomatoes and peppers.
Is it going to be a good year for tomatoes?
Boy, I'll tell you, we had a bad run there for 2 or 3 years for nothing. But last year, I had quite a few.
Good. I know where to go in the middle of the night.
There you go.
Yeah.
I follow all the skunks and raccoons to a
tomato
patch.
They all show up down there to eat, I promise you. They do. And the cantaloupes, they just gut the cantaloupe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're doing your best to help them out.
I don't know. But anyway, Larry's got me a couple of, what kind of yopons?
They're upright yopon hollows.
Up, yeah.
I have a red berry on them. They're really quite nice.
We're going to put
Larry
and I are going to put those in today.
Big, tall.
Aren't we, Larry?
Well, sometime between 9:30 and 11 and 12 and 1.
Yeah, we're going
to,
you and I are going to put those in today, Larry.
Oh.
He just doesn't know it yet.
He's just been volunteered.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, sometime today we'll put those in.
All right. I'll bring my sharp shovel.
Bring my tractor over there and we'll pull things out. That's how you do it.
Dig a hole with the backhoe. There's pots only that big around, yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to get those and I'll get them in because I think late tomorrow night, we'll have a little rain. That's what it
tomorrow night,
like.
Really?
Possibly.
Sunday night?
There's a little chance.
I'll put that off till Monday night, but I'm not...
Okay.
Okay.
Monday night, there's half a chance of rain. Actually, that wasn't in the forecast yesterday, so interesting.
So I think there's 2 or 3 days of rain next week.
We from Monday night through about Thursday night, you have at least a reasonable chance. Probably, I think your best chance is still going to be Monday or Tuesday during the day and Tuesday night. So that 36 hours Monday night through Tuesday night would be.
Yep.
I
think today is going to be a busy day at the nursery.
It would be very busy today.
It will. Look at the weather today. And anyway, so I'm going to beat them all out there because I'm gonna beat them out there. Yeah,
they're probably out there now. They just
they're not gonna get there.
They don't. You can't pay for it because I got the.
Larry's got the dinero.
But I'll bring it to the nursery. So.
That's it.
All right. 800-749-5936. We'll find out what's going on at the nursery and what's going on in your backyard, front yard, or your houseplants when we continue with Green Country Gardener coming up in just a moment.
Rick the Lawn and Garden.
If you go to a big box store, do you wonder who's designing your kitchen?
Rick the Plumbing.
At Jim's Custom Kitchens, we do one thing. Create your custom kitchen the way you want. Talk to Jim's Custom Kitchens for the newest and best kitchen products on the market. Cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, and more. Go to Jim's Custom Kitchens.
Rick, clean up on aisle.
Call Jim's Custom Kitchens, 918-335-1266.
Enjoy marketing? K1 KYFM KREG KPGM Radio is looking for an account executive to join our team. The position is for outside sales, offering radio and digital advertising in Bartlesville and across Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. Start with a guaranteed salary leading to commissions with benefits, including profit sharing. No sales experience is required, but is preferred. Applications available at BartlesvilleRadio.com under employment opportunities. Direct questions and submissions to jobs at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Equal opportunity employer.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Shop and save at Peters True Value in Dewey. Time to get your lawn ready. Get Scott's Turf Builder. A bag that covers 5,000 square feet is only $13.99 after a $2 instant rebate. A 4-pound bag Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food is $6.99 after a $3 instant rebate. Miracle-Gro potting mix, just $6.99 after a $3 instant rebate. And be sure to keep weeds at bay. A 36.8-ounce Roundup Weed Grass Killer Concentrate Plus is $18.99 after a $4 instant rebate. Only at Peters True Value in Dewey.
Turn it up. 800-749-5936 and locally 918-336-1400. The telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, Easter weekend. And Larry, what's going on at the nursery this week?
At the nursery, we've got Obsession Nandinas, Encore Azaleas, Begonias, Elephant Ears, Sun Patients, Kong, Coleus, some concrete waterfalls, herbs, baby gem boxwoods, citrus trees, tropical plants.
Okay.
Boulders.
Wow, boulders. Okay.
Yeah. Rocks, yeah. Well, we have a 10,000-year warranty on our boulders.
Well, that's marvelous.
They're already 6 million years old, so that's nothing. So, anyway.
but they will get smaller over time.
Yeah, they will. Lichens will eat away at them, and they'll kind of dissolve eventually. But anyway, so we have a good... In the next 10,000 years.
If the nursery is around in 10,000 years and you're dissatisfied with it, bring it back.
So anyway, we've got a lot of things.
Yeah.
We have small red buds, a few big red buds.
Okay.
The dogwood trees. We've got some really nice dogwood trees that are in bloom right now.
Okay.
And actually, they're blooming this year during Easter.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's very nice. And that's a really big show. We planted a big pink one yesterday.
Okay.
The pink dogwoods are so pretty.
Yes.
But anyway, they're making such a show this year. So you might check those out, too.
My peonies are coming up nicely so far. I'm looking good and healthy this year.
Speaking of peony, we do have some of the Japanese variety of peony.
Okay.
And they're really, I've got one in my backyard. Uh-huh. It's been moved like 4 times. As the backyard is somewhat dynamic. And it's doing very well.
Okay.
So peonies will move very well.
Good.
And so if they bloom, of course, there's rain in the forecast, and every time they bloom, it rains and knocks them all to the ground.
Yes.
It always happens every year.
Write that down. Whenever the peonies are in full bloom, that's when it's going to rain.
But peonies, they make a very big display when they do in the full sun. They're a plant that thrives on neglect, more or less.
More or less.
So you want to kind of ignore them. Every 3 years, though, they need to be divided.
Okay.
So I did some 2 years ago, and they're really going to bloom real well this year. The nice big clumps.
Okay.
And this winter or next year, I'll after they die out in the fall, I'll get that sharp shovel out and divide them up. So
how do you divide them? I mean, just kind of cut them in quarter and.
Yeah. They have rhizomes.
So you kind of have to.
Yeah, you sort of have to...
Meticulously take them apart so you're not damaging the rhizome.
You can't be systematic with it. You have to kind of look at it and decide where the rhizomes are meeting and actually dig up the entire clump. It takes a bit of muscle and pull it from the bottom and separate it that way.
Okay.
And that way they'll break apart without too much long-term damage. So that's kind of the way I do them. You just dig up the big clump and... it's kind of like a wrestling match. And pry it apart.
Okay.
And it works really quite well that way. So the elephant ears also is almost time to get those in the ground, but we do have some really nice big elephant ears too. I've got some at my home. I started out with one elephant ear bulb 2 years ago. Now I've got about 10 of them.
Okay.
So I've been in the process of enlarging the elephant ear bed to accommodate all of them. So that's going to be real exciting this year too.
It will be.
So anyway, it's coming up. Just a lot of stuff. But I really like are the sun patients, though. Those are coming up. Those are available right now at this point.
Sun patients has been out for about, 5 years more or less?
It's sort of like a New Guinea patient. Mm-hmm. And it's a little showier, I think, and a little bit more sun tolerant than the New Guinea patient. But they tolerate the sun quite well. But you do need to prepare the soil real well if you have them out in the sun, because the root system needs to be able to exploit a fairly large amount of area.
Okay.
I would supplement the soil with some compost. They really thrive on that back-to-nature compost. They just go bananas in that. So you might get about five of those sun patients, and then maybe 10 bags of compost.
Wow, okay. That would give a good start for it.
I'm just being facetious. In other words, they do need a lot of that for them to do well.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant them in the clay, they're just going to wilt in the sun, and they won't do very well. So they do need a really good, loose, organic soil in which to be planted. We planted the pink dogwood that way. A lot of compost and mounded it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do well on a clay soil. So a lot of these plants that we do plant do need some preparation, and that's one thing you really need to consider.
And ground prep is important.
You stress it every single week.
Yeah.
Ground prep, and it's so important. So that's kind of the deal with that. We got just about anything you'd want. The giant begonias, you got some of those too.
You got a nice show of those last year.
Yeah. Okay, in the garden with your fruit trees, they've budded out for sure for now. I know the cherry trees are just on the tail end of their blooming. Some of them might not be done blooming yet, so I wouldn't start spraying yet on those that are in bloom.
Okay.
Because you want to give the bees a chance to pollinate them. You want to avoid systemics also at this time. And I use neem oil to control the fungus, and the spinosad for insect and borer control.
Okay.
Both of those are organic and harmless to the environment, except for the bugs they kill. Time to plant warp seeds and seeds in your garden. Beans, a little too late for peas. They should have gone out about a month ago.
Okay.
But peas are kind of hard to eat anyway. But actually, they're really good. The immature buds are really good to eat.
Are they?
Pea pods, oh yeah. So anyway, consider rotating what you planted last year. In other words, you planted tomatoes on the east side of the garden. You might want to plant the tomatoes on the west side of the garden this year, and perhaps the okra on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of switch it back and forth. And if your soil, when you dig up your soil, at this point in time, if the soil is really heavy, you might consider adding some gypsum to the soil. That does a lot to help break up the clay.
Okay.
And a little Epsom salts, too, when planting your tomatoes.
Never hurts.
Never hurts. The elemental magnesium helps them out a lot, and the SO4 in there helps to keep the pH down a little bit. They do tomatoes do like a slightly acidic soil.
Okay.
So that would do both things over there. And use a pretty well-balanced fertilizer. You can get one that says four vegetables, per se, and that will work, or a bulb fertilizer, or anything with some emphasis on the phosphorus and potassium. You will have some pretty good luck. And another note on the potatoes,
yes.
If you plant them now, they're liable to turn somewhat purple if we have an extended cold period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a result of its inability to take up potassium when it's cold. And as soon as it warms up consistently, it'll grow around that and just take off all of a sudden. So that's kind of why we say you really want to plant your tomatoes perhaps a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can plant them now, but the ground is still a bit chilly. And it will take it a little while to establish, but it'll be just fine.
So best is just to be patient both ways. Either
be patient, and I always like to plant mine a little bit later than right now.
Okay. We have a caller, and we'll say good morning. You are on the air with Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You were talking about hanging baskets. Do you have any purslane hanging baskets?
Purslane, generally they're available just a little bit later than now. They're a kind of a hot weather plant, and they're real slow to develop when it's cool. So,
yes, but when they do, they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, they punch a clock at about 5 o'clock every day, but
Okay,
but anyway, during the day, they're really nice.
What do you would expect to have those available maybe in another couple of weeks?
Yeah, a little while from now. It's really early.
Okay, for a lot so of, much.
Yeah, that's a hot weather plant.
So. Thank you very much for the call, by the way. Yeah, I'm going to say they're just not going to be the show that they should be if you want to take it out and hang it right away.
Yeah, they'll do okay, but it's just a matter of their development. Where we grow them,
mm-hmm.
they're probably just they're just not fully developed yet, and they have to be able to withstand the rigors of being outdoors. So we kind of wait till they're really ready to sell. Excuse me.
Sure.
To sell something.
I'll let you clear your throat. We'll take a short break. 800-749-5936. Locally 918-336-1400. Your calls will continue on Green Country Gardener in just a moment. Talking with the announcer for Green Country Rodeo, Tim Fuller. And Tim, for folks that have not been to Green Country Rodeo, we are nearly guaranteeing them that they're going to have a great time, right?
They are going to have a great time. It's the 14th annual. They've been doing it 14 years. And the Ranch Rodeo Board, they know how to do it, and they know how to do it right.
This is somewhat different when we talk ranch rodeo compared to what people may say for the PCRA rodeo. These are the actual jobs that are done every day, 365 or so days a year on nearly every ranch in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir, they are. And there's going to be 18 of the top ranches that come in, and they represent different parts of Oklahoma. And they also, it is a WRCA, which is the Working Ranch Cowboys Association, the World Finals. They get qualified. The winning team automatically gets a berth there.
Time and dates for the rodeo this year?
April 26th at 7 o'clock and April 27th at 6 o'clock, but also during the day on the 27th, they're going to have the Junior Ranch Rodeo and the Working Ranch Horse Competition.
Spring has arrived, and like clockwork, Green Thumb Nursery has their new shipment of trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials, and tropical plants in, and they now have their new shipment of herbs in, too. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nawata Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5. And be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nawata Road.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Oklahoma, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Oh, 800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Locally, 918-336-1400. Either way, we'll take your calls for Larry Glass this morning for about the next 15 minutes and get you the best answer available over the radio.
Good.
And, okay. Have a call coming in right now. We'll
good
just
deal.
Go ahead and say good morning, caller. You are next up on the air. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you great.
Yep.
Okay. So is it too early to fertilize the Bermuda?
Not at all, actually. You'd want to, at this point in time, depending on your nutrient content in the soil, you want to go ahead and apply a fertilizer. Typically, traditionally, we put something like a 10-20-10 right down to get your stolons going, or any fertilizer, balanced fertilizer that does have a little bit of phosphorus in it. It does help get along a little better.
And at this point, does the iron make any difference?
It will. If you put it down there now, it'll get down into the root zone where it's really needed, and you'll have a really dark green color on your Bermuda grass. I put it on my grass every year, and it really makes it for a noticeably darker color.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Iron and sulfur, I use iron sulfate, and it works real well.
Okay.
Makes the sidewalks nice and orange, too.
Yeah,
get your blower out and blow them off, off
right.
The sidewalk.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the phone call. So this is really about the first time that you recommended for Bermuda to get it out there because Bermuda's just now really waking up.
It's just kind of waking up. There's some areas where it's just out doing just fine. Some parts of town is still just kind of dormant. So we're at that stage right now where it's just kind of sticking its toe in the water and determining, should I grow? I think this next week, with the rain coming on and the high temperatures coming on, mm-hmm. 80s or something.
Yes, we will see 80s for much of the week.
So I think you'll see a big emergence of Bermuda grass this coming week.
Okay, yeah. So tomorrow we're looking at 80 on Monday. A little bit cooler on those rainy days, but then you get to the back part of the week and upper 70s, close to 80. So
right, with the rain coming on, you have a ground floor chance to get that fertilizer in, watered in, so I'm having to pay for the water.
There you go.
So anyway, that's coming on.
Use the free water.
Exactly. Zoysia grass is a little bit about the same as Bermuda grass at this point. The crabgrass is starting to come up.
It has no trouble coming up.
So you still, though, if you miss the boat on the crabgrass control, still time, though, to prevent some of it from coming up, the rest of it.
Okay.
What's up right now does not represent the entire seed population of crabgrass. So you can use quinoriac before it's too late. So anyway, fescue grass, it's still time to fertilize that fescue. Okay. If your fescue grass isn't a really beautiful emerald green color right now, you might consider giving it some fertilizer. We have a formula at the nursery called Southern Green.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really quite well to give you a good dark green color.
Okay.
So you might consider getting that too for your grass and letting it water it in. So with a chance of rain, what, Sunday night? Half a chance?
Let's go to Monday night, 50% chance. Monday night. Yeah, okay. Monday night, 60% or 80% during the day on Tuesday as I look at it right now. Uh-huh. These will likely change between now and then. 60% chance Tuesday night, 50% chance during the day on Wednesday, and then decreasing to around 20% Wednesday night, Thursday.
So tomorrow night would probably be a good time to do that.
Should be a good time to apply water it in a little bit and then let the rain do the rest.
Yeah, I know I did fertilize my yard before our rain we had the other night.
Mm-hmm.
That was more than a rain.
It was, yes.
Jeez. What, trees didn't get knocked over from the wind blowing from the north last time. They got knocked over from the wind blowing out of the south this time.
Tis the season.
Or whatever. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, we had quite a bit of damage this last storm. I hope that's not a precursor to what's on its way.
Well, April, May, and June are our most active months every year, and just a matter of how the rest of the year is going to shake out. But if we're going to get that sort of weather, typically we'll get it within the next 90 days.
You bet. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on with lawns right now. If you do have some weeds, you can use a broadleaf weed killer for the dandelions and other things, or you can just eat the dandelions. They're very good for you.
Sure.
And don't worry about the hen bit. It's about to die out anyway, and the chickweed will die out pretty soon too from the heat. So it's kind of too late to worry about that anyway. So okay. Our main concern right now is the crabgrass in the winter, and it does kind of gum up in the lawnmower and make it difficult. So.
Yes, it does. If you started out with a sharp blade, you might be okay, but you may need to sharpen the blade again after you're done.
Even a sharp blade doesn't work on that. It still gums it up.
800-749-5936. We'll take our last break and answer the phone when you call on Consumer Calls in just a moment.
Have you dreamed of watching the St. Louis Cardinals play in downtown St. Louis at Busch Stadium? Well, now is your chance to win a trip for two to see the Redbirds in St. Louis, including two tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Royals, the game on Tuesday, May the 21st, and that's all complete with hotel accommodations. Register to win this dream trip to see your dream team, the St. Louis Cardinals, now at local businesses. The drawing is coming up on Tuesday at 5 o'clock across Bartlesville Radio. Just stop by any of these businesses to enter. Barnett IP, United Rentals, Jim Moore, your local State Farm agent, and Totel CSI. You must be 18 years or older to win. Watch the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis and check out the Redbirds every game this summer on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Register to win the dream trip to see the Cardinals today.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda CR-V with 1.9% APR financing and sport mode. Hurry in now.
For great deals, visit your Northeast Oklahoma Honda dealer today.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overlys Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
(800) 749-5936, locally 918-336-1400, telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We've answered several of your questions and have time for some more. 800-749-5936. And as we look forward to keeping those yards green, one of the caller had a good idea getting some iron down on the grass.
Yeah, to get an I-beam and put it on your grass. Not that kind of iron.
I think
an iron skillet.
Ferrosulfate or something like that.
Shrubs this week, fertilize your shrubs this week. The Nandinas, the Hollies, the Dorfiel Pines respond very well to Milorganite, actually.
Okay.
It's got 4% iron in it, and all the nutrients are available to the plant right away, and they actually fertilize for a fairly long period of time.
That would work.
So the Milorganite is probably a really good deal as far as fertilizing your shrubs is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You can't overdo it.
No.
Can't burn when we do a landscape job, I'll just take a bag of it and just drag it across the landscape and pour it around, and the plants just do real well.
So yeah.
It makes them green up and makes them really establish very well, too.
Okay.
So Milorganite might be something to consider when for fertilizing your shrubs. And it doesn't stain or anything like that. It is iron. It is in an available state to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get the staining of the sidewalk as you do the FESO4.
Okay.
So you might consider doing that for your shrubs. Still time to cut back a few things. The snowball bushes are starting to bloom.
Yes,
They're really going to put on show this year.
I was down in Tulsa yesterday and saw one that was just doing a marvelous job.
Yeah, big, lots of big puffy blooms on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydrangeas, we got some in that are actually putting on some blooms right now. So.
Great.
So those that got killed back this last winter.
Need to replace some of those.
No, not really. They're going to come back.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to bloom this year.
Oh.
So you might consider some of that Milorganite maybe around your hydrangeas. It should help them along too.
Okay.
Because I don't think no matter what you do, they're going to bloom probably this year. But one thing that's really putting on a really big show is the... Yeah. Oh, anyway, I forgot the name.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, it is. It's so I'll think about it in a minute. But
okay.
Anyway, Julia Child is really blooming or getting ready to bloom right now and
good.
Showing some good bud development. And it'll be soon the time to trim your dogwoods a little bit if you need, but you want to consider fertilizing your dogwoods at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot. It's a light fertilization. They don't grow very fast. So you might make note of utilities and drainage patterns also when you plant them. But you might want to fertilize them, but not too heavily on the dogwoods because they can suffer if they're forced to grow too fast.
Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
I was wondering if I can plant, get a starting off my lilac bush at my renter's house and plant it in my backyard.
There's a chance that lilacs do tend to spread from below ground, and they form a clump. So there is a chance you can get a division off of that, if you will.
Do I dig a root up from below it?
Yes.
Okay. And does it need watered and fertilizer and all that stuff? Yeah.
This time of year, though, the lilacs are pretty tough, but they can be killed off if they're divided at this point in time. But, get a bucket of water handy and immediately put it in that bucket of water.
Should I wait then?
Fall, winter would be a good time for that.
Fall or winter.
But if you do have to move it now, you have a pretty good chance if you separate it from the mother plant. And if the root ball falls apart, which it probably will, but if it does fall apart, immediately immerse it in water and then plant it in mud, if you will. And there's a pretty good chance it'll make it.
So you're saying it would be better if I waited till this fall?
It would be, right, because they're really growing quickly at this point, and they need that.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
The lilacs are putting on a show.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you very much. Yes, just to follow up on that a little bit.
Wisteria, that was the name of the plant.
Oh, okay.
I could not think of it. And those that are blooming in town are really putting on a really big shoe this year. Yeah, so we can go for years in a row without the wisteria blooming, but this year they're putting on a really good show.
Okay. But on that lilac plant, it would be better if she waits till, well, I would say probably late fall, and when it's getting ready to go dormant. Am I right?
Yes, when it's dormant or during the dormant period in the wintertime
is
when you want to move that, because they're not really growing a lot when that happens.
Yeah.
So even then when you do that, if you do expose the roots, you want to put them in water right away so that you don't lose that diffusion into the roots and let it desiccate out. So,
okay.
So, So it's not a good time to move plants right now.
They are using every bit of
every drop of stuff they have to get going and get out before the heat hits. So anyway, Julia, like I said, is showing heavy growth and good bud development at this point in time. Dogwoods, you can trim them after they bloom if you need to. I don't know why anybody would want to trim a dogwood, though. But it's still time to apply systemic for lace bugs. Lace bugs is a pest that really attacks people's azaleas, and rarely do I go to a house that has azaleas that does not have lace bugs.
Okay, they just seem to gravitate toward those plants.
Right, and the imidacloprid will take care of that. Spider mites are a little bit different. A systemic insecticide will not work for spider mites because they're an arachnid. They have a different set of circumstances in their nervous system, so it will not work on spider mites.
Okay.
So you want to use a mite control for them, if you will. Anyway, you want to plan your flower beds this spring for easy watering, and plan out the weed control and know really your plant requirements.
Okay.
And you kind of need to know your environment, too.
Yes.
When you're doing that and what side of the house it is and all that. But anyway, come out to the nursery. We can kind of give you a little help on what to pick out for a sunny, shady area in your garden.
Maybe take some pictures of the house at different times of the day so you can see how the shadows fall.
Exactly. You need da-da-da-da-da-da. And when in doubt, just plant a sun coleus. They'll grow anywhere.
What a great idea.
Exactly. So anyway, Green Thumb Nursery, we're on the No Water Road, 4605, halfway between Washington Boulevard and Madison, on the south side of the road behind the ice cream shop and the car wash.
Sound like a great deal. And, of course, you don't carry shovels, but you do recommend using a sharp one.
Keep that shovel sharp. We'll see you next week, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Larry. That is our Green Country Gardener.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWL.